There have been more demonstrations in Pakistan today over General Pervez Musharraf's attempts to fire the country's Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. The protests are led by Pakistan's lawyers, although opposition political parties are increasingly taking part. The lawyers say their actions are about a fundamental principle of governance and that they're standing up for the independence of Pakistan's judiciary. As NPR's Philip Reeves reports, the lawyers believe there are other crucial issues at stake as well.
Qazi Anwar is 66 years old, but he looks older. When he tells his story, you understand why. He says over the years he's fought one battle over democratic rights after another with Pakistani military leaders. As a result, he's been jailed three times. Yet now he's involved in another scrap, a campaign to bring an end to compromise and corruption in Pakistan's legal system and establish a truly independent judiciary.
That is what we are now struggling for. Let's revive the institution of judiciary. We don't have a good history. It's a shocking, shameful history. But now we want. Let's add a new chapter to it.
Anwar is one of the lawyers defending Pakistan's Chief Justice, Iftikhar Chaudhry. Chaudhry was suspended last month, pending the outcome of a judicial hearing into allegations of improper conduct, including nepotism. Many Pakistanis see the judge's suspension as a clumsy attempt by Musharraf to get rid of a judge with a reputation for being independently minded. They think Musharraf's advisers were worried the judge might support legal moves to challenge Musharraf's plans to get re-elected as president later this year without giving up his other job as Army Chief of Staff. Chaudhry's supported Musharraf in the past, but that friendship ended when the judge refused the general's request for him to step down. Since then, a broad range of Musharraf's opponents have rallied around him. When the judge visited the provincial city of Saka the other day, he was greeted like a hero. Anwar Qazi was there.
Now the High Court building from the airport is only at 10 kilometers. It took us 3.5 hours. Thousands of the people on both the sides of the road. They just wanted to have a glimpse of the Chief Justice, the man who had dared say no.
It's mid-morning at the High Court of Peshawar, Pakistan's Wild West frontier city and the gateway to the Khyber Pass. Dozens of lawyers are sitting around drinking tea and gossiping. They're on strike, so the courts are closed, just as they have been much of the time since the Chief Justice was suspended last month. Sitting in a circle under an awning outside the door, there's a group of lawyers wearing garlands of flowers given to them by supporters. Above their heads flutters a banner declaring they're on hunger strike, though they admit this is a token gesture. Pretty soon they're cracking open packs of apple juice and running through their protest slogans.
Go, Musharraf, go! Go, Musharraf, go! Go, Musharraf, go!
Among them is Abdul Latif Afridi, president of the Peshawar Bar Association. Afridi believes the Chief Justice dispute has wide implications for Pakistan.
Unless we protect the judiciary would be exposed to so many dangers, including the danger from the fundamentalists and extremists.
Afridi is among many Pakistanis alarmed by the rise of religious fundamentalism and by efforts by hardline Islamists to impose their own laws. He argues that to counter this, Pakistan needs a robust and independent judiciary. He says the extremists have been taking over surrounding districts and are trying to enforce their rules inside Peshawar itself.
They have blasted some shops within Peshawar. This Talibanization in this fashion, we have the problem in every district.
It is very, very difficult to be a lawyer, number one, a female lawyer, number two, and I had a very tough time.
Musarrat Hilali is one of only three women lawyers at Peshawar's High Court. She has first-hand experience of the extremists.
In the beginning, I was threatened so many times.
Threatened with what?
I was once threatened that we will kidnap you.
Hilali believes if Pakistan's lawyers fail in their campaign to get the Chief Justice reinstated, the judiciary will be weakened. Not everyone thinks that way, though. There are those who argue that no matter what the outcome, Pakistan's protesting lawyers are striking a blow for justice. Among them, Abdul Latif Afridi.
That judiciary will not be dealt with in this manner again. So even if this round of struggle, we don't succeed, so the consequences would not be negative.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, Peshawar.